Hello, Linda.
Hello, Rob.
Happy New Year to you, Linda. The festive season is over. So did all that holiday shopping break the bank?
You mean, did I spend too much money? Well, yes, I did.
Well, did you know about showrooming?
Yes. Customers visit shops to see and test products before buying them online.
Yeah, you see, technology is changing the way we shop, and it could spell disaster, or be very bad for the high street.
The high street? You mean those everyday shops that we normally see in our town centers? Things like shoe shops, newsagents, supermarkets.
Yes, the high street is competing with the internet. I buy things like CDs, electrical goods, and food online.
Ah, but have you ever showroomed before, Rob?
Yes, I showroomed and then bought a camera at a knockdown price online. I know I'm not alone in doing this, though. Research found 24% of people showroomed while Christmas shopping last year.
And a market research company also found one-third of consumers around the world said they used this type of shopping.
Now, although people do it to try and save money, there are other reasons for this too.
What are they?
Three reasons for people to showroom. They are short on time, short on money, and they want reassurance.
Yes, reassurance. So they want to know what the product really looks like, and they want to be confident they are buying the right thing.
I think that's true. I like to inspect what I am buying. If you go to a shop and look at the real thing, you get a much better idea of what it's like. But I also want to bargain.
We could say we use the internet to shop around.
That's a good phrase, meaning to look around for the best deal. Using a smartphone is an increasingly popular way to do this.
Smartphones are also useful for getting product reviews. These are the kind of opinions or comments about the product.
Yes, and you can also use smartphones to scan the barcodes on the product and compare prices that way.
So it seems browsing, that's looking at things to buy but not actually purchasing something in store, is set to increase. Does this mean the death of the high street?
I think it will have to adapt or make changes. It could try to compete on price more or offer more incentives when you are in the shop.
Incentives. These are things to encourage you to buy the product there and then. Perhaps a discount voucher or a free gift?
Oh, yes.